Hey everybody, it's Alan Scher. I run the Spa Industry Association. We are back with another version of Flock and Gather. It's our 18-minute podcast, and many of you know my guest and good friend today, although she and I have already talked for 18 minutes, so I don't know if I can go 18 more with her. Say hi to Courtney Devlin Olmsted. She now has Functional Botanicals, lives in California. How are you, Courtney?
I'm good, Alan. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. And Flock and Gather, hello.
Yes. And we, okay, wait, do I use all three of your names or am I dropping?
It's confusing to everyone. I know. Well, you know, people remember me from 20 years in the industry as Courtney Devlin, but then, hey, I did get married and I have three kids, so I probably should use the last name too.
And you shared that picture with me. Your kids are so damn cute. It's just unbelievable.
I agree with you. They're fantastic.
You are fortunately. So before we started the podcast, Courtney and I were talking about beautiful things in our worlds. And one of them is she gets to walk on the beach every day. And I texted her the other day. She goes, I'm going to talk to you later. I'm walking on the beach. And she sent me this amazing picture. And of course, I sent her back. The sunsets we get in Arizona are, I mean, just beyond the pale. I never, ever get tired of looking at them.
That's so awesome. We're so grateful. We get to watch the sunset here, the weather. I think, oh, it's what, 75 today? It's gorgeous. Not a snowflake or a cloud in the sky. And I'm happy. It's a good life.
One of my buddies sent me his picture from Minneapolis of his back deck. You know what it looks like when there's like 10 inches of fresh snow on covering everything? It's gorgeous, but I'm glad I'm looking at it in a picture and I'm not back in Minneapolis right now.
Yeah, Jersey was fun, but I'm glad it's a history of mine.
I know. Okay, so I've followed you everywhere. I know you from, do I know you from Skin Authority or before Skin Authority? I'm trying to
remember. You know me from 8 years in Fitomir, I'd hope.
I mean, Fitomir. Oh my God.
So, way back in the day. That was from when I was a baby in New York at 25 with Fitomir for the longest time. They brought me here to San Diego.
Oh my God. Fitomir. I remember. And I still love Lynette Casper. She's still one of my favorites in the business. I know you did your stint at Earthlight, Living Earth Crafts. And where else? Where else did I miss you along the way?
Espa, and then most recently in Elemis on the spa division with Elemis.
That's right. Well, you've covered it. So you're totally like in a perfect position now to talk about functional botanicals, right? Which is not the name of a new vitamin. It's actually your company. We're going to call you FB. It's Functional Botanicals. Okay, tell our listeners what it's all about.
Oh, it's really cool. It's these little bamboo tablets. They're the size of a nickel and they're pressed. We take basically the waste from that you transition bamboo from raw material into cloth. We take that viscose and we dry it out. We open it up into an 8x11 sheet and then stamp it into this nickel sized tablet that we chock full with essential oils and in some instances soap or really whatever our client, we private label these. So we have our entire range of essential wipes, Luna wipes, essential wipes with soap that have these organic and wildcrafted essential oils. And you add just an ounce of water, they open up into this beautiful cleansing towelette. They're great for a welcome ritual to cleanse your hands, those soap infused ones. They are great for a laundry labor reduction solution, back bar, whether it be massage or estheticians. They're awesome as an in-room amenity or also in fitness. So they have, the uses are endless. Actually, food and beverage, we have some clients that are using them tableside restaurants to have a little hand wash ritual there. So we have this great functional botanical. We basically apply aromatherapy so you can use functional botanicals in your everyday life. But where I think the sweet spot of the business is as well is we private label these. So you can emboss your logo, your signature scent, all of the packaging. And so it can be something that's literally used on property, but then the guest can take it with them.
Okay, so I heard you right. This is a cloth that you add your essential oils and other ingredients to that you stamp down to a 5-cent tablet. How am I doing so far?
Perfect.
And that you then add water, cold or warm?
See, that's the beauty. If you want it for cleansing, it can be warm. So it's great little portable hand cleansing. But if you maybe are golfing and you're hot or you're in Arizona, Alan, and you need a little refreshment, use that cold water bottle. It really depends on the effect that you want from this little tablet or towelette. And they're super biodegradable. They are made of bamboo. All of our packaging is compostable or biodegradable. We do have one plastic tube, but the idea behind that is to refill them. So it's a super sustainable way to provide this amazing experience on the go wherever you are with just cold, hot, whatever water.
Okay, so this is a good green story, not a green wash. You have a true green story, correct?
Yes, green okay. story.
Green story, and tell me about bamboo. I know you see it a lot in our industry, but what are the, it's fast growing past that, I don't remember a lot. So talk to me about bamboo.
I mean, bamboo is super sustainable. It's really fast growing. It also does have a wonderful ability to biodegrade. It's really durable, so our cloth talents are super strong, but then they leave no trace in the fact that you can have them disappear without it being years and years left in our environment. So it's really this full circle. It's fast growing, it's a renewable resource, and yet it biodegrades and you don't have something that's going to be polluting our world for a long time.
Where do we grow bamboo these days? Is that a worldwide product now, bamboo?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because it grows anywhere, right? If I remember, it's very hardy. You can grow it anywhere.
Tenacious. I mean, it'll take over your whole world if you allow it to, the root systems especially.
Is it a weed or a plant or a tree? What is it?
I mean, gosh, now you're getting all rude.
I was just curious. I don't know. I own some bamboo clothing. I just don't know anything about it.
Right? It's beautiful. I mean, you have everything from just little pinky size tinsel to gigantic, the sizes of large trunks. I mean, the uses are endless, and it's beautiful, actually.
Okay, so I'm in a spa or salon, and I get a package of tablets, and how am I using them in my cleaning process in this COVID world? What am I doing?
So at check-in, you can have them on a little tray with a ramekin, a little craft of water, and present it for the guest to just literally pull it in, and it brings back touch. So you might not be touching them directly, but you have all those senses inspired. So you have the smell, you have the rubbing of the hands rather than the spritzing on them. So it can be at welcome, it can be tableside in the restaurant, it can be fitness, using it in the gym, a treatment, but also it could be maybe you came back to your treatment room and again, they've touched iPads and whatever, I don't know, and they want to have another feeling of comfort and cleanliness. So that's a great way to do it just there. But then just being able to have that refreshment, and you can take it with you. So the great part is, yes, use it at these different points when you're on property, but then also throw it in your backpack, throw it in your briefcase, throw it wherever you need to, and you have that with you. And it's also a great reminder of that experience.
I like the process of having that on entry to embrace people into your facility. I think it's wonderful because I always love the tradition of feet washing but before certain treatments. So hand wash, I'm tactile that way with my extremities. So if someone says they can wash my face, my hands, my feet, I'm in. I want them to do it. So
And I think we miss touch, and this is another way to bring that back.
Yeah. What are the, I am going to guess you guys have some protocols written up about how to use them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the great part is it is so user-friendly. I'm sure that there's more that people can experience and explore. We have an entire assortment of training. So we have sales sheets and how to use training videos, you name it. It's super easy to use, but at the same time, we'll be happy to hold people's hands so we can best facilitate that.
We're with Courtney Devlin Olmsted. I say that slowly so that I can get it all out. She's been around the industry a bunch of years, even though she's only like 38.
Yeah.
And Functional Botanicals is her new company. And we're talking about it right now because I think it's so interesting. Because I was thinking and not listening, tell me about the ingredients that you infuse into the cloth, into the bamboo.
So, yeah, we use essential oils. They're organic or wildcrafted. We use Cobiba, which is great for antibacterial, ylang ylang, Palo Santo. There's lavender in there. The essential wipes I'm specifically thinking of right now. It's a really therapeutic blend that has real natural antibacterial, antifungal, repellent qualities, but it's very, it's a really unisex blend. So great for men and women. Our Luna blend is one that we carry in argan and fractionated coconut oil, and it has rose frankincense. It's much more, guess you could say sensual. It's a great makeup remover. And the perfect thing about these is there's no preservatives, there's no chemicals. It is truly a natural solution in a need that we have today.
Good. And you, as we talked about earlier, you have a great green story. All right, couple quick things here. You just made when you said it's good for men or women. When I can't remember if it was my driver's license or my license plate, and you fill out the form down here, and you know it says male, female, other, and I'm going, ah, criminy, there's others. Well, yeah, we know there's others, right?
Yeah.
I love unisex because people shouldn't have to choose because the fragrance, everyone's sense of smell is so different. It should fit for everybody, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I forgot to mention one thing too, is we do infuse some of those with soap. So you've got that disinfecting quality, which is like, okay, hand wash is the best thing. But then also they're great for animals. They're amazing for animals. I mean, we do have an unscented, but then also for those clients that are like, I really want to private label this. There's so many different essential oils that are great for animals, and it's a wonderful wipe on the go as well. Fun ideas for pets.
I love that. Okay, you mentioned you use lavender, which of course to me is the queen of all the oils. I know rose is the queen, but lavender is the one that everyone can use. Everyone seems to love. You know, it's easy to buy. Lavender. So quick, funny story. So we're just doing a little work in the backyard here and we planted a citrus tree and it's kind of right next to the house. And the not the landscape company that's doing all the work, but the guy who comes around for the HOA and he's checking you out. Yeah. And he says to me, oh, you can't put this tree right next to the house. You're going to get scorpions climbing the tree and climbing into the house, into the eaves. And I'm going, well, I don't want scorpions in the house, right? And so I told the landscaper and she goes, no, I don't think so that you're going to get scorpions in the
lavender.
We just don't get scorpions and snakes right here. But Kathy went to go look up online and it says scorpions hate lavender.
Oh, good. It's another repellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what did we do? We planted like 5 lavender little plants right around where we put the trees. And when I go back there and I water them, it smells amazing. The water hits the lavender plants and it releases the fragrance into the air. Oh, my God.
You're set. You are living the life, Alan Shear.
I'm telling you. Well, I've always loved essential oils and they're still part of my daily use. I don't know how people not have a few bottles of something around the house that they, even if you just want to open it and go, oh my God, that smells so good, right?
Changes everything.
Yes.
That's the cool thing about this product, I have to say, why it kept on popping up in my mind is it's a way to like reframe your day. It's just so easy and portable. And like you said, essential oils, those memories of garden and your olfactory system is so powerful. And this is another way to just treat that.
Okay, reset with me one sec. How did you come up with this concept? How are we here today? Because you and I were talking to me a year ago telling me you think you were going to do this. So give us the last year in the Cliff Note version.
Yeah. So I had a friend that introduced me to my now business partner that had this business and they loved it. It was really focused for people that are outdoors. I mean, if you think about camping or backpacking or back roading, and she was really focused with that. But she brought it into me and I was working with Elemis at the time. And I thought, let me make some introductions. And then it circled back around. And I thought, you know what? There's really something to this. I want to jump in. So we partnered and we went for it. And then COVID happened and we said, okay, let's do it. But yeah, it's been a wild ride, but one I would not trade.
Courtney, lemons to lemonade, right? This is how you take a difficult time and make something sweet and good out of it. I read either yesterday or the day before, and I'm not remembering now if it was for the US or across the globe, but it said something about that there had been more new businesses opened in the last 7 months than in the last 10 years. I mean, people at a wholesale level have been just saying, I'm doing my own thing. I've got an idea and they're opening a business. So congrats to you and the team, because
thank you.
I have to tell you, you know, those old pithy expressions, like the worst day working for yourself is better than the best day working for someone. I mean, you got all the hassles of it, but it's your baby.
Oh, it's awesome. It's really feels so fantastic to be part of it and to watch this grow and to know that we're providing a service for others. And I'm part of something that will help people on an individual and a business level. So it's awesome.
I know our listeners are going to want to find you. What's the best way for them to contact you?
Well, you can Courtney D at functionalbotanicals.com or just go on functionalbotanicals.com and I can give them my phone number, but that might be a little bit too much.
No, that'll end up on bathroom walls and all kinds of other stuff. Would that be Courtney spelled C-O-R-T-N-E-Y?
C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, D for Devlin. Courtney D at functional, F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-A-L, botanicals, B-O-T-A-N.
You've been practicing that, I can tell.
It's a mouthful, but it's worth every moment.
I love it. I'm so glad you could share with us. Our industry, I can tell you it's on an uptick again because my team is talking to hundreds of people across the industry and there is business being done. Mm. And I think we always need new grist for the mill. So your team, Functional Botanicals, you guys fit in a place that resonates to me in our industry. So people, please look up Courtney Devlin Olmsted, find her at Functional Botanicals. Courtney, thank you so much for being
here. Love. Thank you so much, Alan.
And people, remember, please be kind to one another.